My legs are tangling off the edge. The bottom of the bottle is my only friend. I think I'll spill my recipient and I'm gone, 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 gone. My legs are tangling off the edge. A stomach full of pills didn't work again. I put a bullet in my head and I'm gone, 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 gone. Gone too far, yeah, I'm gone again. It's gone on too long, tell you how it ends.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Life is Shit. I am Steve-O.
I'm Pat.
And Happy New Year.
Well, it will be.
It will be when people listen to this episode. Well, if Eric actually gets our Christmas episode fucking up.
He can't get it up. Eric.
Eric.
Can't get it up.
Yeah. But it is, it should be January by the time you listen to this. We're recording it beforehand because Patrick is going out of town. And we got shit faced tonight.
Close approximation of that.
Well, I'm pretty buzzed and then had some technical difficulties, so we'll see what happens, kids. So if you want to keep the podcast alive, send me fucking money. I'm gonna be ranty on this one.
Ranty?
Yeah.
You see me ranting. It's great. And everybody starts throwing money at Steve. They're trying to catch him so they can throw money at him. Like he's a whore on Van Buren.
Apparently, every time...
Maybe he is a whore.
So, question.
Yeah.
Well, not really a question, more... Well, I don't know what it is. Apparently every time I bring up Van Buren, like probably about 2-3 years ago, every time I kept bringing up, the whores on Van Buren, there's no more whores on Van Buren.
Probably not, actually, yeah.
Apparently they have... There is a whorehouse in Arizona, though.
Yeah. I'm sure, probably.
But, hey, man.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm, swell.
I know, I was getting all ranty in the beginning, but then I realized, nah, I'm home, so it's okay.
Yeah, no, so, I'm good.
I apologize to every listener.
Covering some kind of head cold. Just haggard.
You still have that?
Yeah. I think it's scurvy.
I think so, too. So, Pat, do you think you'll be doing more recordings over here than at your place now?
Why?
So you don't get raped.
Oh. That.
Yeah. Apparently someone's interested in Pat, but Pat wants to keep the static quo where it's they're better as friends.
Yeah.
We're not going to name names or talk about more of that, but I just want to say, like, I guess you could finally say women, you feel their pain?
Yeah, well, it's weird because it's like, you know, we complain about like guys coming out too strong and everything. And it's like, oh, I just really want to be friends. And they're like, want to like bang and everything. And it's like, oh, okay. You don't really have real perspective. Now I do. And it's that shit's super uncomfortable.
Which I think. Sorry, I was away from the mic. We're drinking some hot cocoa right now. We're being
hell
really
yeah, we're
gay.
Being festive.
I was going
with festive. You're going with gay.
You know what? Fuck it. I like cocoa. Look, I'm fine with my own like sexuality, so I know if I'm gay or not and everything like that. But so it's very interesting with that. Now the funny part is, I don't ever think you were that pushy of a guy, though.
Pushy?
Yeah, like as far as I'm concerned, like everything you've told me. When you've gone out on dates and everything that, like, you seem.
Oh,
to be,
I'm not pushy. No,
no, no. But you can understand what the pushy guys
like.
Now
you
stuff.
Hear about it, like, you know, in the news or whatever. You know, it's common vernacular, like guys that are, what do they call it now? Too thirsty, which I think
is that
a
what
stupid
called?
Ass fucking term.
I did not know that.
Thirsty.
What...
You see on like social dating or online dating shit. It's like, oh, and if you're too thirsty, you swipe left or whatever. Like, thirsty.
I didn't know what that meant.
Like, if I'm thirsty, I drink water. I don't hit on women.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that... Okay, because I've been hearing that come up a lot, and I had...
That's
I thought,
what it means.
I
it's like a guy who's way too eager for sex. They call it, like, being too thirsty.
Like, honestly, don't get me wrong. I love sex as much as the next guy. Like, sex is great. Sex is a fantastic thing and stuff like that. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't do it until you're of a certain age or whatnot, and you're ready to, you know, get into that.
Yeah, and it's like, the thing I don't understand is that, like, complaining about guys sending dick pics all the time. Like, I've never... done that, like, unsolicited?
Unsolicited dick pic, I've never sent one. Now, if someone
and, like,
asks
what
me...
what kind of guy is like, I'm just going to send my penis, he'll be totally into that. Like,
well,
what?
I think we talked about this, like, a while ago.
We did, yeah.
I think it's, like, a move. I think it's, like, basically guys figure, if I send out this many dick pics, one person is going to bite. So it doesn't matter how many people...
And that one person's probably gay dude or a tranny. Let's be honest.
Okay. And you could be right, and it could be. But that's what I'm saying. There could be one woman out there that's like, yeah, this is what I want, and this is what I
you know, all the women I've ever known, I haven't known a single one who would be like, oh, a dick pic, sweet.
If I'm dating somebody or we've been on a few dates and things,
you've established intimacy already.
But again, she would be like, oh, send me a picture of your dick. And then I would oblige.
And I think it's kind of like if you've, you know, been intimate already, then it's like, I think that's like the point where it's okay.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm saying.
Like, even with, like, you know, like nudes from women or whatever, it's like, I wouldn't ask for that up front. It's like you got to establish that. It's kind of like once you've seen it already, then it's okay to exchange back and forth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's when you're dating somebody, it's a nice little thing. Like, all of a sudden, like, your significant other is...
because sometimes you just want to feel sexy. And so it's like, hey, I want to feel sexy. I'm going to send you this. Please. It's kind of almost like a validation thing.
Yeah,
like,
hey,
here's me looking sexy. What do you think?
Yeah.
And the other person's like, that's super hot. It's like, yeah, but you have to have established that level of, you know, intimacy ahead of time. You can't just fling that shit out willy-nilly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've never sent an unsolicited dick pic. Usually a woman's either asked for it or you're sexting.
I won't even send a picture of myself without a shirt on unsolicited.
Yeah, no, I mean, you, I would request one every day from you.
I send one every day.
I know, yeah. But me, yeah. I would not want people to, like, I don't even like taking my shirt off in the shower, so.
I mean, I'm in your shower every morning, I've noticed. You're just coming with a t-shirt on. I'm like, what the hell, dude? Uh-huh. Like, you know what this is.
I'm not comfortable in my body.
Yeah, I'm just peeping through, like, a peephole I made in the wall.
I know. I mean,
you know I'm there, though. So.
Yeah, but let's be honest. I'm really giving you what you want, where I just kind of bend over a lot in the shower, which I really never do, unless I see that little pupil.
And I usually go, oh, drop the soap again.
I know what you like, Pat, for me. You like the brown eye, and that's fine.
that's super gay.
Hey, like I said, I'm fine with my homosexuality.
I'm good.
I like how I just said I'm fine with my homosexuality. You know,
whatever. But yeah. I don't even know where.
We were just talking about.
I can understand what it feels like now to have someone coming on way, way, way too strong, where they're like, "Look, I just want to fuck," and you're like,
"Yeah,
I don't," but I also don't want to hurt your feelings. So I get what that feels like now. It sucks because it's like, I'm not interested in you in that way.
Yeah, but
can we just take a step back?
Yeah, yeah. No, and I totally get that.
Rewind.
And I get it because this is the thing that I think is funny. It's like, a lot of men will throw that out there not caring.
Yeah.
There are some men who actually put things out there that they're like, they really do feel. I wouldn't say, like, if they're throwing, like, I want to just bone you, obviously they don't have any other feelings than penis. But, like, if you're like, I understand, like, when you kind of bare your heart to a woman that you've, like, you know, liked for a long time, like maybe you've been friends or something like that, and then you finally, like, kind of put your heart out on your sleeve and you get that rejection. And yeah, it sucks.
Hurts, yeah.
But it's also the fact I just don't know if I've ever had a woman that's just like, let's just have sex. Like, I just want to use you for sex. And then, like, you're like, no, I'm okay. And then, like, I don't know how they would, I've never had to reject a woman from sex.
Weird. Especially because the words were like, I just want to play with you. I'm like, I'm not a fucking toy.
Yeah, it's crazy, but as we were saying, like, we can now finally relate to the female aspect of this, where it's like, it sucks because it's like, I don't know because in my head I think I'm doing everything fine, like, I'm not overstepping my bounds, but from what I know, I don't know if I am.
Yeah.
So if that's ever happened, if I've been one of those people that's overstepped my bounds, please let me know. But, like, I've always been the kind of guy, like, if I'm making out with a girl and you kind of make that move where it's like, oh, I'm going to grab her boob, and she's like, nope, and she moves your hand away, then I'm like, all right, we're just making out, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I understand the signals and stuff. Like, I don't think I've ever pushed myself on anybody.
Yeah, no, I know I haven't either. Like,
so it's just, the reason why this all comes up now, I think it's a lot more real now, because this year was that year. 2017 was the year of all celebrities coming out of, like,
it was like the threshing, man.
It was nuts.
Like, let's weed out the fucking creeps, which is like, a lot of that I think is good. Like, my concern would be it turns into like a witch hunt. Like, let's see how many guys we can crucify. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, most of that is awesome. Like, get the fucking creeps out of it.
Yeah,
and
I
will say, like, from what I've seen, all of it's to this point has been legit.
Mm-hmm.
Because 99% of the guys have come out and admitted, like, yeah, I did this. It was fucked up. I'm like, well, good. You're a scumbag. You deserve to go away.
Yeah. But this is the one thing I will say. So some people from Netflix series have been fired because of their actions. Of course, House of Cards, one of their like top rated ones, is gone because of what Kevin Spacey has done. So all I'm saying is, Patrick, you and I could get a show on Netflix now. If they're going to be firing a bunch of people. Because apparently Netflix has no tolerance. Like, literally, as soon as it happens,
they're like, you know, the only reason Steve let me on the podcast is because, like, he kept insisting that, like, that I let him grab my butt. And then I did.
You would say that?
Yeah.
Pat, first off, I don't want to grab your butt. You know why?
Why?
You don't have an ass.
I know, yeah.
If anyone's ass is getting grabbed, it's mine.
Yes, sure, you get a...
I got a supple ass.
Yeah, you start James. Man, James does.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to take that on Dean's Dean's part, because Dean's a very bad judge of characters half the time.
But
I think Dean. Actually, you know what? I'm not surprised if Dean's been in the news about this lately.
No one's even heard from Dean ever again.
Yeah. Well, that's probably he probably was like, man, I know what's coming, so I'm moving to the mountains.
He probably did.
But, so this, I'm trying to think what happened this week. Not much, because I've only been back one day so far this week.
Yeah.
Christmas. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Your children ecstatic about what you got them?
Yeah.
I know you told me, actually, I don't think you talked about it on the podcast because we were at your place and you didn't want Bailey to hear it. So you went out, Bailey wanted this, Lego set, a Minecraft Lego set. Oh my god,
the Lego Minecraft mountain cave. Biggest set I've ever fucking seen. It's like 2,860 something pieces.
Fuck.
Things enormous. The box itself weighed 12 pounds. It's like as big as she is.
Yeah, no, I saw the picture you sent. That's, I mean, the face on her, though, she was just like, yes. So I was curious about that because you had to go pick it up.
You
grabbed it, were you like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, first, so like, I was looking on Amazon. I'm like, all right, cool. It was a certain price on Amazon, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, when I get paid, I'm going to order it.
Yeah.
I get paid and I get it on Amazon. Well, it went up by $100 because it's all sold out everywhere and it's discontinued, so you can't get it in stores. So then I'm like, shit. So I'm like, oh, never mind. And the next day I'm looking again. I'm like, okay, find a store now with Tukey that has it. So I call them. It's like, oh, it's not on the shelves. Like, well, it says online that you have it. And they're like, well, we'll go check in the back. And they got one buried in the back of the store. So I go, yeah, we have one. It's in the back. I'm like, hold that shit. They're like, well, we can't hold it, but since it's in the back, unless somebody comes in specifically asking for it, it's going to be here. I'm like, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
So I got it, yeah, and I see the poor girl, the Target girl, lugging this thing out from the back room. I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, this thing's fucking enormous. Yeah, she was stoked about it. She still hasn't finished it.
Well, no, that's good, because I gave her two Lego sets for Christmas.
Yeah.
I know she was very confused about the Scorpion character in the Spider-Man set that I gave her, and I was like, no, this is, like, in my head, because I know she's not, like, she knows a little bit of Marvel.
She's only seen the movies.
But she's only seen the movies, but in my head, I'm like, yeah, it's like one of Spider-Man's, like, main villains or whatnot.
Yeah.
And she's like, fuck off, Steve.
She's only ever seen the movies.
But the one that I think that I really intrigued her with, which kind of made me angry, so the one that I wanted to get her was Star-Lord's ship.
Yeah.
And it comes with every character but Rocket.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I get her this one, she'll be excited, but she'll be like, well, where's Rocket?
Right.
So I was like, fuck it, let me get the one that has Rocket in it. So maybe for her birthday, I'll get her the Star-Lord ship one to complete the set or whatnot. But yeah, she was more excited about seeing Rocket on the thing. Plus, you get Taserface is in the set.
That's true.
So I thought that was a good buy. But yeah, I was kind of happy that she was excited for that stuff. But yeah, that. So what else? Like, you also got her some Minecraft pajamas.
Yep.
And anything else she was stoked about? So that was that her big gift?
Actually, well, that was, but I think she was more excited about the phone because she got a cell phone now.
So you have this is actually kind of cool. After you told me this, because every time I hear some parent gets their child a cell phone, and I'm like, how old are they? So why do they need it?
I don't know if
this
is a new feature.
That's what I'm thinking it
but
is.
But it was new to me because I have an iPhone and this was an Android phone. And during the setup process for the phone, it asks you, is this phone for your child? Gives you the option. So I hit yes, and it guides you through setting up, like, this Family Link app and all this. So, like, I monitor everything on my phone, that's going on her phone. But it was like, I just like, that's fucking cool that that's an option right when you set up the phone from the get go. Like, yeah, this phone's for a kid. Set it up accordingly. So I didn't have to download any extra shit. I didn't have to go through and actually find the stuff. It was just boom, right there, done, good. It's like, that's awesome. I don't remember seeing that because I've had Android phones in the past. And yeah, I don't remember seeing that.
And what I'm very curious about, I wonder if they took the, and I might be misquoting here, but I think the Nintendo approach. Now, when you got your Nintendo Wii U, it has parental controls on it. Yeah. And even the Switch has it, and even the Wii had it. So I'm wondering if it's a thing that, like, Nintendo's always been family-based kind of stuff. They want you to play video games and not feel like you're going to get creeped out and stuff like that. Now, I know Xbox and PlayStation do have parenting controls as well. So I wonder if the phone companies decided, like, hey, let's do this with the cell phone carriers, because it's honestly, it's another way to sell more phones to kids. You know, parents going, oh, yeah, I'll get them a phone if I have control over their what they can and cannot do. Because there has been those stories where a kid gets a cell phone and buys a shit ton of games and apps and all that stuff.
Every app she wants to download, it has to go to my phone first, and I have to authorize it. Or if I'm on her phone, I can authorize it right then and there by punching in a password.
So, yeah. So, I think that's kind of a cool thing. So, but yeah, she's been blowing up your phone tonight. I think it's adorable.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Because my favorite thing was is that she just literally sent him an entire, like, text messages of just emojis, which I think is funny. Which I'm curious now if she's going to be like, oh, I want to see the Emoji Movie, which did terrible.
She did see it already.
Oh, she did see it already? Yeah,
she actually liked it.
Well, look, my age group, probably not going to like it.
Yeah.
Younger generation, that's probably who it's for.
Yeah.
It's for the younger. And see, this is the thing. That's how I can know of Gus just going, like, I'm not going to badmouth things, because it's like, there's certain things for other people's generations.
Yeah, they got target audiences, sure.
And that's fine.
Obviously, Emoji Movies targeted toward the younger audience.
Exactly. And, like, yeah, if I go see it, and granted, if I went to go see it and I actually got amusement out of it, good for them or whatnot, but I know that wasn't the marketing. It wasn't for me.
Right.
You know, and stuff like that. And that's how I also feel with a lot of stuff that comes out. That's why I really don't hate a lot of movies anymore, where I'm just like, oh, it was okay, or I didn't really care for it, but it's like, I'm not going to waste time and energy just, like, bashing it.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, I saw the new Star Wars movie, and apparently a lot of people are upset with this new Star Wars movie.
That's what I heard.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I saw it. I liked it. I thought it was great. I thought it had good humor. I think Mark Hamill's fantastic in it. I love Mark. Honestly, I would love to. I want a TV show of Mark Hamill and Bruce Campbell now. I think that would be fantastic.
All right.
Okay, so you know Mark Hamill does a lot of voice acting.
Yeah.
Okay, so he did an episode. There was an episode of this new Justice League cartoon show. He played the Joker. He played the trickster. He played himself because Mark Hamill gets kidnapped. But then he played Swamp Thing because he does all those voices of those characters. So he's literally just a Mark Hamill episode, and it's fantastic.
Nice.
Like, if you can ever check that out. Because his Joker's, like, amazing. You know, if you ever watched the original, like, Batman animated series. Like, that's something I want to get on Blu-ray. That's something I think when Bailey gets to a certain age, she should definitely watch. She would so fucking love that show.
Yeah.
And the best part about it, she can watch it and you can watch it because it has some stories in there where you're just like, fuck, this is – like, and you think about it, like, when these premiered – you were like, I was like her age.
Yeah, I remember watching it.
And this is
yeah.
like deep fucking cuts on some shit. So
yeah, I remember watching Batman on TV.
Like, they had some stories where I'm like, wow, this was kind of
funny. Gargoyles?
Oh, Gargoyles? Oh, fuck yeah. Did you ever hear about Gargoyles?
Mm.
Okay, so they had like four seasons. Disney's only ever released three of them on the DVD set. You can't get the fourth, like, last season. Yeah, anywhere. Like, weird. I even tried to Netflix that shit, like, when you could get the discs.
Yeah.
And try to catch up. But, like, honestly, like, those Disney Afternoon cartoons, those were pretty fucking solid back in the day. Yeah. Like, you had fucking Rescue Rangers.
Yeah.
Tailspin.
Mm.
Fucking Darkwing Duck.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. Oh, this is the best part. So, DuckTales.
Yeah.
DuckTales is back. They have a brand new – the art style is fantastic. They got, like, a new voice cast, but they got really – like, okay, so who is it? David Tennant.
Okay.
Played the Purple Man. He's Scottish. He's fucking Scrooge McDuck.
All right.
And, like, that's amazing. But because of the success of that, they're doing a new Darkwing Duck.
Nice.
And honestly, as much as I love the original voice to come back for Darkwing Duck, but I say, fuck it. If you want to do because Darkwing Duck was basically like the Batman spoof.
Yeah, right.
You should just get Kevin fucking Conroy, the voice of Batman, to do Darkwing Duck.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
That would be amazing. And I can't wait for, the guy from Flight of the Conchord,
oh, what's the dude's name?
He was the crab in
Moana.
Moana and stuff like that. He's going to be the voice of Gizmo Duck.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's fucking fantastic. But yeah, so like stuff like that, like all those good, like cool animation shows, like we don't have those anymore.
No.
And what I really liked about the new DuckTales, it gives you kind of like this almost like it's like a painting style kind of artwork. Mm-hmm. Like how it looks, but it's really well done and stuff. So I'm hopefully when nice. That starts coming on like Netflix, I want to watch it and whatnot. Unless it just goes to Disney's like streaming service,
probably.
Which I might actually get. Just honestly, I said their best move. They really want me to subscribe to that since yeah. they just bought 20th Century Fox. Put all the Simpsons on there.
Yeah,
I would fucking.
I heard the Disney streaming service. It's actually routed through Walt Disney's penis.
Oh, that makes sense.
But it goes through like the cryogenic chamber and they hook it up to like his penis and it creams out and then. That's
okay.
what I heard.
Actually, speaking of which, okay, do you believe that myth?
No.
No, you don't think they have, like, a frozen Walt Disney
somewhere? No.
Okay, now, this is the thing. Everyone always said they had him frozen, like, on the park. Now, I was believing, like, okay, maybe he's frozen somewhere, but he's not at the park. There's yeah. no way you're freezing him under, like, fucking Space
there
Mountain.
There is, however, mm-hmm. a lawyer by the name of Bob Goff. His law offices are literally in the Neverland portion of the park.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And the guy's awesome. Like, I love Bob Goff. He's great.
Oh, that's so cool.
Like, his whole thing is, like, he just loves people.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wrote a book. It was called, like...
I love people.
Yeah, no, it was literally called Love God, Love People, Do Stuff.
Oh, that's
cool. He's all about, like, he's like, I don't care what your faith is. He's like, you should do stuff. He's like, you know, do stuff to help other people. Just do stuff.
So, wow.
And the way he got into law school is fucking fantastic.
Okay, yeah, do tell. I want
to
know.
So, like, he applied to the school. He didn't get in.
Okay.
So he started just showing up on campus and sitting outside of the dean's office.
Wow, really?
He just sat there. Every single day, he would go sit outside of the dean's office. Every day.
Wow.
And so finally, the dean came out one day and was like, you're here every single day. He's like, well, yeah, I want to go to school here. And so the dean took him in, and talked to him for a while, and he got admitted. Just because he was like, he didn't take no for an answer. He's like, screw that, I'm just going to go show up and sit there every day.
I want to back this up. Patrick, okay, I used to want to get our podcast and the network well known so we can get a little fame and stuff like that. Now I want it. I want this movie made.
The guy's awesome.
That sounds amazing.
I know, he just literally would sit outside the dean's office, like, I got to know, but you know what? I know that I do really well here, so I'm going to go sit outside of the dean's office every single day until I'm admitted.
Okay, now I'm gonna hit you with some stuff. Okay, I want this movie made. And Disney would pick it up because it's a Disney property. It's probably not like – he's probably not a vulgar person, so you don't have to worry about any of that.
Dude's awesome.
That's what I'm saying. Who would you get to play him?
Oh, I don't know.
In the biopic.
Yeah, I don't know. He's like an older guy.
He's an older
– maybe like Robert Redford.
Oh, see, oh, that's oh, fuck. That's so. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, but and so like he's a lawyer, right? But what he specializes in, like international law, and the majority of what he does is dealing with helping children to get away from like sex traffickers.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's like the majority of his practice is dealing with international law and making sure that those people are caught and punished. It's the dude's incredible.
This like, needs. Yeah. Is there a book about him?
Just the one I actually he's written a bunch. He's an author too, but I don't know if there's a book about him.
Oh my god! I want a book about this guy now.
Yeah, I saw him give a talk once, and that's how I heard about him. And I was like, oh, this guy's freaking amazing.
I so want this.
Yeah, that dude's like amazing. Yeah, it's just that's the majority of what his law practice is rescuing children from like sex trafficking, His office is in freaking Disneyland, like. Yeah.
Oh my god, that is
the dude's great. Yeah,
dude,
and I just love his outlook. Just do stuff. Like you know, we should all love everyone. Just do stuff.
You know what? It reminds me of the Doctor Who. Doctor Who said something. He goes, he's like, if you can't find a good person, be one.
Yeah,
and you're
exactly.
like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's basically this guy.
That's amazing. That's literally that guy has that same output, like aspect.
That's
of, like
his outlook.
Like I do, because that's what I've been doing for the past like 2 years now. Like ever since I started getting rid of all the negativity and stuff like that, I'm just like, look, whatever faith you are, whatever thing like that. But I'm like, just go out and experience shit.
He was talking about this one story where it's like some witch doctor. I forget where, somewhere. I want to say in Africa. Like this witch doctor that basically like for this is really fucked up. So disclaimer, it's going to get kind of gross for a minute.
I wonder if this is the sacrificing.
But so this witch doctor for his practices or whatever, which to my knowledge isn't a part of any religion that I've ever heard of, he needed children's penises for, like, his fucked up magic.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's some fucked up shit. So he actually had the... So he helped in getting the guy caught.
Oh, good.
And then he had the opportunity to actually talk to the guy. And he was talking... When he was talking to him, he's like, look, I don't fault you. I fault the ideology you were raised with.
Yeah.
He's like, this is not your fault. This is the fucked up shit that was stuffed into your brain from probably a very young age. That's what's to blame here. He's like, yeah, you did some really awful things, but mostly it's because of what you were brought up believing. He's like, so you can, with what short time you have, like, I think the guy was sensitive.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
Like, with what short time you have left, you can try and rectify it.
But
yeah, I just like to, yeah, Bob Goff is his name. Bob, the guy's amazing.
Bob Goff, okay.
Yeah, G-O-F-F, I think.
G-O-F-F, okay. I'm gonna look for some of his shit, because I've never heard
He is fantastic. Okay. And, like, he's on, like, Facebook and Instagram and
Twitter. I'm gonna find him.
Everything he ever posts is just, like, super happy stuff, and, like, it makes you feel good.
That's amazing. No, that's what I want. That's what I want. Like, honestly, like, I'll listen to, like, our podcasts over that, and to me, it's like, yeah, we talk about nonsense, but it always makes me laugh. It always makes me just forget. Like, for 45 minutes, I can forget all the shit that's going on in the world, because that's what I hate. Like, that's why I stopped watching the news. That's why I stopped checking out all that kind of bullshit, because it's like, it's always negative and stuff like that. And yeah, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of shitty things.
I get so sick of it, because it's like, oh, I hate liberals, or I hate conservatives, blah, blah, blah. It's like, why are we all fighting with each other?
You know what? This is what I said. I was talking a little, like, I can't talk politics with my sister, because she's only one-sided.
That's right.
And the,
like,
problem is
what person, actual physical person, is only one sided? Because I don't know any.
And this is the yeah.
It's
and
like we all got
this is the thing.
Parts of everything in us. So why do we got it? There's surely some common ground with everybody.
Because I said, if you really want to fix our government, you really want to fix it. The only way to do it, you literally have to fire everybody in Washington right now, and you have to start fucking fresh. And there's no way you're going to be able to do that.
No, there's too much money tied up.
Exactly, and that's the biggest problem.
The thing that frustrates the hell out of me is, like, forget the politicians.
Yeah.
Like, let's just take them out of the equation for a minute. Take all those common folk. Why the fuck are we arguing? You know, it's like everyone's, like, freaking wanting to kill each other. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, you're a conservative. I hate you. And it's like, oh, you're a liberal fucktard. Screw
yeah,
you.
Fuck
it's
you.
Like, what the hell?
And then, and that's the problem. It gets into even more. Then it's like, then there's people who's like, oh, I'm going to hate this race for this reason.
Yeah.
I'm going to hate this women for this reason. Oh, all men are pigs. You know, like, all that kind of shit. And I'm like, you do realize it's like I kept telling people, like, look, if you're not happy with the election, you have 4 years. 4 years to pick a candidate that you want to fucking represent us.
The thing that bothers me is I don't complain.
Yeah.
You hear people complaining, and it's like, what are you doing about it? Nothing. Okay.
No, and I...
I'm doing nothing, but I'm also not complaining.
You're not complaining. You're like whatever happens, happens at
whatever.
This point.
Like, you know, I'm more concerned about what's in the here and now and locally and my family for me. Like, as long as I'm good, I'm like, whatever.
That's what I care about. Like, honestly, like, look, yeah, shit happens every day, but if something happened to you, happened to me, something happened to somebody else that I actually like, in fact, actually, speaking of which, something did happen. I just found out today the dentist that I went to as, like, a kid passed away.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, I have no idea. I have to find out what happened, how he passed and everything. I'll give a shout out to Dr. Rush, David Rush. Rest in peace. But, like, my mom sent me that text today.
Wait,
I'm like,
wait.
David Rush?
I think Kyle's dad.
That's Kyle's dad. Kyle
Holy
Rush's dad.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
About the same age as our parents are.
That's what I was like.
Yikes.
Yeah, and it hits really close to home, because you're like, oh, shit. And again, this man, as far as I'm concerned, was a really good person. You know, upstanding citizen,
great guy,
dentistry.
I knew that family, too.
Yeah, and it's like, what? And it shit happens, and you're just like, you know, like, fuck, and stuff like that. So it's like, I basically, when I die, I just want to be like, you know, I don't believe in the afterlife and anything like that. I don't believe in heaven or hell or whatnot. But it's like, I just hope, like, when I die, it's like, oh, Steve did some, you know, he did some good. I'm not expecting to do great things, but at least it's like, I just don't want on my gravestone, here lies Steve Mooney, what a fucking piece of shit, you know?
Yeah,
ran a podcast, and a horrible one at that. It's like, wow, his gravestone is really long.
Yeah,
yeah, people, they got some guy to write it for him, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some guy.
Well,
just
I heard once, it's like somebody said, like, you know, not every one of us can affect people internationally, but every single one of us can affect people locally. So it's like, just, I think the takeaway to that is like, don't be a piece of shit.
That's, yeah.
Just, you know, treat, you know, everyone as well as you can. Yeah, there's going to be dicks, there's going to be assholes, and yeah, you know, I'm a dick and an asshole sometimes too.
Yeah.
It's just like, just, yeah.
And I get it. Like, I get it. Everyone has a rage moment.
What a good New Year's episode we got going. Be your best self in 2018.
Yeah, be your best, man. Just be the best. That's the title. Hashtag be yourself.
Yeah.
Be the best of yourself.
That's right.
Because if you can't be yourself and you can't be Batman, who are you?
And you might as well beat yourself.
There you go. If you can't be the best, then beat yourself.
You can't be your best self, then beat yourself.
I'm going to laugh so fucking hard if this is like another record-breaking listen number. Everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't be the best. I'm just going to beat myself. It's all like... That's exactly where I go to. It's all like, well, there was a march on Washington today, and everyone's just beating off.
Yeah. Hashtag beat yourself.
Beat yourself seems to be the number one hashtag right now in 2018. This is amazing. Back to you, Ted. My name's John.
Your name is now Ted.
Yeah, your name's now
fuck
Ted.
Fuck you, John. Yeah, fuck you're now God. Ted.
Yeah, if you don't like it, guess what? Beat off, you
beat
asshole.
Beat yourself, Ted.
Yeah, beat your... Hashtag beat yourself, Ted.
Yeah. And the guy's just like, my name is Ted. Ted.
My name's actually John. But now it's Ted. Oh, I feel so good. But yeah.
Like, I just tanned it.
But yeah, that's basically what I wanted to say this year. Is like, just try to be like good and wholesome and just like, you know, just treat, I mean, as dumb as it sounds, the old saying, treat people how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
If you don't,
I mean, unless you're into like BDSM, then don't treat people how you want to be treated.
Well, that's kind of, well, then I don't really fault people for that because I'm like, look, everyone has their kinks. If it doesn't involve like hurting a child or an animal or whatnot, then do whatever you got to do.
Yeah, but just don't treat other people like that. That's all I'm saying. If that's what you're into, cool. Just don't.
Save it for the bedroom.
Yeah.
Save it for the bedroom. Hashtag save it for the bedroom.
The golden rule does not apply to you.
Hashtag save it for the bedroom, Ted.
Ted.
My name's John. Shut up, Ted. Get back in that room.
Okay.
Everyone's all like, so respect everybody but Ted. All right.
Yeah.
That's not our take-home message. If there's a Ted listening, we love you with all our hearts. You know why I love you so much, Ted? Is because your name is very easy to spell.
Yeah.
It's only three letters.
That's right.
It's like you, Pat.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah.
Pat, you're easy.
Yeah. Well, depends on who is listening to that.
Well, I think you just like the chase.
No.
No.
No one likes Chase.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember.
There's no misconnections. I looked. It's just reruns.
I
got reruns from last week as well because apparently nobody's missing anyone right now.
Okay, I do have one misconnection, or not one misconnection. One scan BC.
Oh, let's hit it.
So we'll do the scan BC, but I'm gonna be honest with you. It's only one, but we're gonna have to riff and go hard on this one.
Let's do it.
So you ready? It's time for.
I was born ready.
Misconnection. Scan BC. Because we got kicked out and we talked to some drugs. Everybody knows that all the crimes are adorable. Scan BC. Cyber Monday! All right, so Pat, we only have one Scan BC,
yeah.
But I think it's a good way to start off the year. Of course, this happened back in 2017, but hopefully this man's years goes a lot better. Hashtag Victoria, Pat. Police are responding to movie theater in 700 block. Of Yates for a male who has locked himself in the washroom.
Yeah! Yates and a male has locked himself in the washroom, and his name is Ted.
We have Oh, hey, yeah, no, I know Ted. Yeah, no, he likes to go to the movie theaters. He likes to go to McDonald's. He just locks himself in washrooms, eh? You know, he's crazy. He's a crazy washroom fiend.
It's because he's all about beat yourself.
Beat yourself. You think that's why he locked him? Now, that's the thing I wanted to ask you. Now, have you ever accidentally locked yourself in a washroom?
No. Because don't they lock from the inside?
Well, it depends. So if you go into... If like the establishment we were just at tonight, Huss, they have the washroom. You walk in, you can lock the door behind you. Like, you will do that.
It locks from the inside.
Yeah, and you can do it yourself. So
how do you lock yourself in?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. If anybody knows...
What kind of weird-ass washroom has the lock on the outside?
Yeah, like, it's, you have to knock on the door and be like, I'm all finished. They're like, all right, we'll let you out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no one was there. He's like, no one's at the door. And the one guy's like, one guy went in. He's probably going to be 30 minutes. I'm going to take my 15 break. And then he just leaves. And he's like, oh, no, I finished in 5.
I mean, at least he's got water in there.
That's true.
No food, though.
No food. Well, yeah, but how long do you need to worry about, like, food?
I think, like, 3 days.
Yeah, so maybe. I'm pretty sure no one's been...
Maybe, like, if it's a big fat guy, maybe longer.
But, like, do you really think you're going to be locked in a washroom for, like, 3 days?
Maybe. You don't know. Maybe it'll be like 6 months.
Oh, you mean like it was like Circuit City and everyone left? They're like, yeah. Oh, the company's closed. And one goes, yeah. Oh, I got to pee real quick before we go home.
Probably.
And they shut everything down. And he was just locked in there.
Probably. That's probably what happened. Probably. It was like the last like Black Friday before like the store closed.
Tom Hanks.
And the guy's like, I got to pee really bad. And then they're like, click.
It's like, Tom Hanks is dead. And he went to Circuit City on their last day. He's like, hey, I got to go use the restroom. And he's just in the wash. Wilson! Like, yeah. He carves like a face in a bar of soap. It's yeah. Just like, Wilson! No, wait, what's a... So Dial!
Yeah, Dial. Yeah. It's all about his struggle to get out of the washroom.
It's all like, everyone comes out of the movie, it's all like, yeah, this has got Oscar buzz, man. This shit's going to be intense, man.
Yeah.
First time riding a... Well, not really writing. They just talked about it on a podcast. But Patrick and Steve won the best picture of the year. Wait, what are we going to call it? Hashtag beat yourself.
Something like that. Or it's a wash.
Or it's a wash. I'm trying to think. So we have Castaway. I'm trying to think. Then the character's name is Ted.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm drawing a blank. I'm trying to think. Creative tools aren't coming because I don't have any.
Ted and the shitter. Ted and the Shitter, now in theater.
Oh, well, we can't use Shitter, because...
You're okay.
There'll be... Oh. Rest Room. And yeah. The tagline. His visit to the restroom just became his rest stop.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Restroom, we call it The Room for short.
Yeah, The Room. Or The Rest.
The Rest.
Because I don't want to get sued by Well,
that's telling everyone they got to see it at least twice in theaters.
Fuck, no, I don't want...
But only after it comes out on DVD and is no longer in theaters.
Because it was only
the DVD extras would be like, oh, and you have to see it at least twice in theaters. Then people will be like, but how?
Oh, my God. I just realized you're going to be... No, that's this Friday. I might have to convince Matthew. You're going to be gone. But they're doing The Room again.
I know. I'm so bummed about it.
So if you want to go see The Room with me, I'll be alone.
Yeah.
So check out our next film next year, Rest Room. So that was the only pretty much Scan BC. Have you watched any new... Did we talk about Big Mouth last week?
No.
Yeah, so I finished Big Mouth. The show on Netflix, which is just great, is fantastic. I recommend everyone watch it. I hope it gets a second season. And it's funny because it hits upon stuff like when I remember being young, like all the stuff that you're like, oh, yeah, I didn't know that either, you know, kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, or you ran into characters who are like, oh, I knew exactly a kid like this in middle school, like yeah. Kind of thing. It's fucking great. Voice casting is great. I love
the
two hormone monsters are great. There's the male and female one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out who voices the female because she's fucking a riot too.
Mm-hmm.
But the male one is great because he's just like so dirty as fuck with everything. It's all like, come on, let's go to the restroom and you can climax into that thin piece of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And now I have a question for you. Have you ever done that?
No.
You've never jerked off and used the thin toilet paper?
Mm-mm.
Well, you're a better man than me. Because sometimes I would get a boner and I'm like, why is it doing this? Also, like the fact when they're called, what, fallopian tubes? And they're like, I thought it was called the vagina. And they're like, oh, well, maybe the fallopian tubes is like a fancy way of saying it and stuff. Actually, we could talk about this. I'm curious about Pat. You are on a new dating site.
Yeah, it's this thing called The League. Apparently, they vet everyone first, and there's like a wait list and everything.
So, did you sign up for this? You said what, 4 months ago?
Yeah, a long time ago.
And then you finally got in?
I just got in today. I was like, oh, shit, I made it in. Sweet.
Well, that's cool. So, and it's kind of cool because, like you were telling me, because this happens a lot with people. You know, you're talking with somebody and then
they they score you. And they if you ghost or flake or whatever, then you get, like, knocked down a few pegs. And then eventually, like, they'll kick you out if you keep doing
it. So I'm wondering if when you start falling down those tiers, I wonder if they start giving you, like, the worst people possible to link
probably
up with.
Probably. So all of a sudden it's like Huxford and you're like, oh, shit.
He's like, hey, Papa, no!
Yeah,
And you're like, yeah, I can never go on a date with him because he was too busy with this guy named Bubba. Like, we'd be going for coffee, and then a guy would just show up, and he would say Bubba no, and then get dragged off into the restroom.
Yeah,
and then he said he got locked there, stuck in there. So,
oh yeah, oh that's what happened.
It's the Huxford story.
Yeah,
the restroom.
But yeah, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, so we're curious because we're gonna keep tabs.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going to try to keep tabs. You're going to hopefully you tell me stuff and things like that. But on the show for next year, I want Patrick to succeed. I want Patrick to find somebody, and not necessarily meaning like he needs to find the one, but I want him to at least find somebody that he can actually be with for longer than a few months. And then they're not. Also, I have to dread this. I know I say a few months, but not batshit fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Can we not give that to Pat this year?
I seem to attract that. So
2018. No, and look. I'm gonna be on my game too. So when things are going well and I finally get to meet this person, and then after they leave, I need to be honest with me and you and pull you aside and be like, this person's batshit fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You need to drop her.
Yeah.
Or him. Because I'm not sure. You never know.
Or him.
I'd do anything for my Pat. I'm trying to think what else is there. Yeah, I think that, I mean, that was it.
Yeah, yeah. So, happy 2018, everybody.
Yeah, happy 2018, and also, fuck.
And fuck. Happy 2018, and everybody, make sure you go home. If you're already home, that's great, but make sure you go ahead and fuck.
And fuck. Or beat yourself
first. Or beat yourself if you don't
have anything. No, I was trying to remember the lawyer's name.
Bob Goff.
Bob Goff. Okay, I wanted to say Bob, but then I kept going to Bob Ross. I'm like, no.
It's Bob close. Goff. It's close. Same personality.
God. But, yeah. Oh my God. That now I want a buddy.
It's like lawyer Bob Ross.
Can we do a buddy cop thing? This would be great.
Bob Goff and Bob Ross.
But we find everybody who's a Bob.
Oh.
So Bob Goff is the lawyer in the show. So after they prosecute, but Bob Ross is the guy who's like, he's the police sketch artist.
There you go. Oh, hell God. Yeah.
Okay, then we just have to find a Bob who could play like the cop.
Yeah.
And no, not Bob Saget. He's probably one of the offenders.
Probably. Yeah, let's be honest.
Oh, fuck. I wish he was still around. Bob. Oh, the guy from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, who played Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember his name. Bob something. But yeah, he would have been fucking great.
Yeah.
Bob Hackman.
Yeah, okay.
Or Bob Hobbs. Fuck.
I have no idea.
Bob Hobbs? Bob Haas? Bob. Fuck. I know him. Sorry, you're going to have to deal with us for a little bit more today. Bob Hopkins.
Yeah.
Got it. Nailed it. Didn't have to look at it. I'm so
Hoskins.
Happy.
Bob Hoskins. Yeah.
Yeah, he would have been fucking great. I know he passed away, but yeah, he would have been great. He'd been like the cop that fucking takes him down and be like, you little fuck. We're going to... You know how I found you? Because Bob fucking Ross drew you perfectly. He even put in a fucking happy tree, you little shit.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be great. But yeah, so yeah, I think that wraps up our first episode for 2008.
Yeah, sure.
I have no idea how this is going to go because I'm like, I don't even know where we started.
Yeah, who cares?
But yeah, so remember, everybody, hashtag beat yourself first this year, all right?
That's right.
Men, women alike, beat yourself first. Just enjoy your time together.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I think that's going to wrap up this episode. You know where to find us. You know where Twitter, all that other bullshit that you don't follow.
Yep.
Love you. But yeah, so I'm Steve-O.
I'm Pat.
And every time I think about it,
my liver hurts.
My legs are tangling off the edge. The bottom of the bottle is my only friend. I think I'll slip my wrist again and I'm gone, 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 gone. My legs are tangling off the edge. The stomach full of pills didn't work again. I put a bullet in my head and I'm gone, 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 gone. Gone too far, yeah, I'm gone again. It's gone on too long, tell you how it ends.
This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com.